At this point, it's about exploration and experimentation, really. So for next week, I want you to, record a video blog is a good way to start because apart from anything else, it gets you comfortable with being in front of a camera yourself and gets you over that kind of ego barrier. So I want you to record a simple video blog. I also want you to experiment with streaming video if you've got any kind of mobile tools where you can do that. Or even if you haven't, you know, we've got laptops, we've got flips that you can hire out, do a quick video on the flip, upload it through the laptop, the Wi-Fi enabled, so that you're familiar with that. Beyond that, I would be making those preparations that I got you to do earlier and continue those. So where are the great subjects, great stories that would really suit video and that you can start to prepare, research and do some filming?
So when do you want the videos done by?
Next week.
The finished thing all next week?
Something by next week, yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to be too prescriptive because there's lots of possibilities out there and different technologies will suit different objectives. Like I said, I think it's quite interesting the three ideas that you came up with which had different, would lend themselves to different technologies. So Andy may be using screen capture software.
Is there any free screen capture software that's worth?
Most of them have free versions. Jing, there's a free version which, J-I-N-G. I think the main limitation is that you can't upload it directly to YouTube. It records it as a flash file. But there are ways you can get that onto YouTube. It's just you have to do more work. So in fact, you know, as with most of these things, you tend to be paying for more time and more convenience.
Yeah, I was just going to film the screen.
Yeah.
That I would have done.
Yeah.
So I've got software to get stuff off YouTube. But you know, the actual, and also sometimes it's, I mean, I've looked at ones on YouTube and sometimes it gives it a bit more interest.
Yeah.
If you can see the person doing something, even if it's just the arm or shoulder.
I think the machine is us video. It'd be worth trying to replicate something like that where you've got effectively stop motion stuff and screen capture stuff that that tells your story, and that could be really interesting. And it may be, for example, that, you know, yours, Samuel, is like I say, it could be that yours is a lot of videography with audio overlaid on it, and the audio could be recorded on the phone or on Skype, and you know, it could be recorded with an Eddy roll, and you don't even have to video the contributors. You know, it's almost like an audio slideshow but with moving images, you know, and so on. And yours, Matt, you know, and I know you can't do yours, but there may be one similar that No, but if it's like one subject driven, then your approach might be to do a lot of sequences.
Yeah.
Well, not a lot of sequences, but to at least try and do one sequence where you're filming the same action from different angles and cutting it together. There is, but I'll take a seat if you want.
Okay, thanks.
We're just finishing up anyway.
Okay, thank you.
And obviously research some of these techniques, research how people do sequences, look at examples, look at the documentaries on Vimeo, you know. Okay.
And at the same time, we should be connecting with these communities of practice, no?
Yeah, well, that's part of the research, really. So, you know, you're looking at videos on documentaries on Vimeo, talk to the people who've made them. They'll be on other platforms and other mailing lists and ask them how they learned their craft and who they ask for help. and then join those communities and engage with them, yeah, so that you then become a better video producer. Oh, and the other thing is obviously link to each other, tell each other about your work and comment on that and learn from each other.